5 powerful strategies for dealing with negative people. Life is often filled with ups and downs, and our ability to navigate its challenges often depends on our perspective and mindset. While staying optimistic might come naturally to some of us, there are individuals who seem trapped in a perpetual cycle of negativity. Dealing with this type of pessimism can be draining. In this week's article, we'll explore 5 effective strategies to help you deal with and manage negative individuals while keeping your own spirit bright. My 5 strategies. I've always openly shared many of my challenges, especially those I experienced growing up. I think it's important that people understand that the tools, research, explanations, and advice that I offer in my books and on social media does not simply come from a standpoint of repeating what I learned in a textbook or just by regurgitating someone else's work. I've explained on more than a few occasions that my parents are undoubtedly the most negative people I've ever met. So I know firsthand how difficult it can be to navigate that sort of negativity. Therefore, the strategies I'm sharing with you come from learned experience and really do work. Number 1, empathy and understanding. Before attempting to manage negativity, it's important to approach these individuals with empathy and understanding. Often negativity is a result of underlying personal struggles, insecurities, or past experiences. By acknowledging their emotions, you can create an environment where they may feel more comfortable sharing their feelings, leading to more meaningful conversations. Many people who are overly pessimistic are actually lacking attention and validation. Likely they got very little of those things in childhood, but discovered that if they had a problem, people would come to their aid. Unfortunately, these behaviours can become stuck in childhood and carried forward into adulthood. You've heard the term, give me the child until he's 7 and I'll show you the man. Well, it's absolutely true. We learn many of our ways of thinking and our behaviours up to the age of 7, either by copying the adults around us or by trial and error. Many of those thoughts and behaviours then become unconsciously embedded programmes that we run for the rest of our lives, unless we consciously choose to change them. While it's important to be a good listener, avoid reinforcing their negativity. Instead, gently challenge their perspective by offering alternative viewpoints or suggesting positive aspects of the situation. Number 2, set boundaries. Whilst it's important to show compassion, it's equally vital to establish healthy boundaries. You can offer your support without allowing their negativity to consume your energy. The term energy vampire or mood hoover comes to mind here. You know the types of people I'm talking about. Those people who seem to suck the very life out of the room. Unfortunately, if you're an empath like me, we tend to attract these types of people like flies to sugar. They will completely offload and walk away without a care in the world, leaving you wondering what the heck just happened. Knowing how to set boundaries, especially with this type of person, is crucial. Politely let them know when you're available to listen, but also communicate your need for positive and uplifting conversations. When negativity arises in a conversation, try to steer the discussion towards more constructive topics. Share your stories, ideas, or plans that focus on growth and positivity. This redirection can help shift their attention away from dwelling on the negative. After a while, you'll likely find that negative people won't come to you in the same way or with the same problems because they know you won't engage with their negativity. I've written a number of articles on setting boundaries, which you can read by clicking the link below. Number 3, stay positive. Negativity can be contagious, so it's crucial to maintain your own positive mindset. Surround yourself with people, activities, and thoughts that uplift and inspire you. Engage in hobbies, practice gratitude, and focus on your growth to create a buffer against the negativity around you. By the way, I'm not referring to toxic positivity here. In other words, pretending that everything's okay when it's really not. I know from experience it can be hard to stay positive around negative people, but self-preservation is critical. It's essential that you take care of your own needs above all else. I know that's difficult for some of you to hear, but you can't pour from an empty cup. If someone leaves you particularly drained after an encounter with them, the quickest way I know to get rid of that feeling is to either go for a quick 10-minute walk or literally shake it out. Shake your hands, arms, and body, stamp your feet. You can even scream if you're not in earshot of someone else. It really does help for that negative energy to dissipate. Number 4, offer solutions and support. Negativity often stems from a feeling of powerlessness or inability to find solutions. When appropriate, offer your help in finding constructive ways to address their concerns. Show them that you're interested in their well-being and genuinely want to see positive changes. One thing I like to say when people start offloading onto me outside of a coaching session is, do you want my advice? Do you want me to help you find solutions? Or do you just want me to listen? However, it's important to remember that just because people have problems doesn't mean it's your job to solve them. That's something I have to work on outside of my day job. Number 5, know when to step back. Despite your best efforts, not everyone is ready or willing to change their mindset. Some people don't actually want your help or solutions. Again, they just want attention and validation, and there's a huge difference. For people like that, there's no real value for them in sorting out their problems, because if they did, their perception might be that the attention they crave will also go away. I'm sure you've come across these types of people before. You give them a million and one solutions, but they don't take any of them. Instead, you find yourself having the same conversation again and again and again. If they do happen to sort out an issue, you can guarantee there'll be another one right behind it. So if your interactions become consistently toxic or draining, it's okay to distance yourself for your own well-being, even if that's a close family member. Your mental health should always be your priority. The wrap up. Dealing with perpetually negative people requires a delicate balance of empathy, patience, and self-preservation. Self-preservation is critical. I've had to distance myself from negative family members because their consistent toxicity, which is what it really is, toxic, was severely affecting my mental health. So by following these 5 strategies, offering empathy and understanding, setting strong boundaries, staying positive, offering solutions and support, knowing when to step back, you can create a positive influence on the people around you, even in the face of negativity. Remember that you have the power to shape your interactions and responses by maintaining your own positive outlook. When you do that, you can inspire those around you to do the same. And that's what I hope I'm able to do. What next? If you think this article would be helpful to others, please consider forwarding it. It takes seconds and assists me in getting this free content in front of more people. Plus, you never know who you may be helping with that small act of kindness. If you've never considered coaching or would like to hear more about my unique approach, please contact me at joe@joebanks.net for a complimentary 15-minute discovery call. Finally, if you haven't subscribed to receive my weekly newsletter, which contains my latest articles, news and special offers, click the newsletter tab in the menu above. As a thank you, you'll receive free access to my 30-page mini course on how to hack your happy hormones. As always, thank you for your continued support.